Welcome to Connecting the Community podcast. I am your host, Marge Andre. I will be connecting you to people, organizations, and events that create community. I am creating this podcast in Richmond Hill, an eclectic and very culturally diverse community with lots of trees and streams and interesting people, just up the hill from Toronto. On this podcast, I will be chatting with Galanis Amati about Nowruz. Galanis is a fellow Toastmaster, and we are both with Destiny Toastmasters. And with her Iranian background, she's the perfect person to enlighten us about this ongoing holiday. Welcome, Galanis.
Thank you, Mars. Thank you for having me.
Galanis, can you introduce yourself, including when you came to Canada and what you're doing here?
Yeah, first of all, I want to say thank you, Marge, for having me. As you asked for, introduce myself. My name is Galanis Amati. I moved to Toronto, Canada, nearly 9 years ago. I'm an award-winning interior designer with the background of architecture, and the focus of my firm is now on high-end residential and commercial projects.
Nowruz is celebrated. Is celebrated beyond Iran, correct? And can you elaborate on where else it's celebrated?
Absolutely, Marge. This is a topic that brings me joy, and I would love to share some details of it with you. Nowruz, meaning new day in Persian, is a deeply rooted festival symbolizing new beginnings, hopes, and dreams. Celebrated on the first day of spring, which falls on March 20 or 21st, this year on March 19, it marks the Persian New Year and lasts for 13 days. And you're right, this ancient tradition, which spans over 3,000 years, not just in Iran, but also in various countries, each with its own unique customs and traditions.
One ionic element of Nowruz is the half-seen table. I think I'm pronouncing that right.
Yeah, perfect.
Okay, can you describe it? And I expect with your interior design background, yours is amazing.
Thank you. Yeah, I want to talk about the half-seen, as you pronounce it in a perfect way. Half-seen table is decorated with 7 items, each representing a different aspect of life, in beginning with the letter sin in the Persian alphabet. These items include sabze, wheat or lentil sprout, samanu, sweet pudding, senjet, dried fruit, sir, garlic, sirke, vinegar, somak, sumak, and sip, apple. Families often add more items, such as a mirror, tablecloth, goldfish, eggs, bread, coin, and salt, each with its own significance. At the moment of starting the new year, all family members sit around the table to express their wishes for the coming year. And as you asked for our table, yeah, I strive to innovate our half-seen table, incorporating new theme or colors to make it unique and visually appealing every year.
Okay. I'm going to put in the podcast notes that list of things because I think that's important. And, and you said seen, but I think I'd say the letter S because they all started with an S, at least in Persian language. So I think that's fascinating. And I want you to send me a picture of your half-seen table.
Sure, I do.
Okay. Something else I've associated with Nowruz is a jumping over a fire. That sounds dangerous to me. Can you explain it? And do you do it?
Marge, you have a lot of knowledge about Nowruz. Mm-hmm. I can see it. Yeah, one of the most important traditions of Nowruz is Chorsham Basuri, which takes place on the eve of the last Wednesday before Nowruz. The festival of fire involves people lighting bonfires and jumping over them to cleanse themselves of the past year's sins and to bring good luck for the new year. There is also a tradition of trick-or-treat on Church Ambassuri, which is not limited to children. Adults willingly participate to have fun and laughter together. While this tradition has evolved over time and may not be strictly followed or practiced according to the rules, gathering for Church Ambassuri still take place, which we usually do it as a get together as a friends over the Church Ambassuri and just celebrate Church Ambassuri with laughing and chatting.
Okay. Now, do you jump over the fire?
When I was a kid, I did it with my parents. Yeah.
Okay. So now you're not as venturesome. Okay. I have also heard that there are lots of Nowruz parties. Are there lots of parties?
Yeah. During Nowruz, families gather together. It's a time for visiting friends, relatives, and showing respect to the elderly. Nowruz is also a time for giving and receiving gifts, especially to children. It's a customary to give money as a way of wishing them prosperity and happiness in the new year. In March, I have lots of good memories of my 80s, which means money that I received as gifts. I remember the year that my siblings and I counted our collected money every single day. And at the last day of Nowruz, we would discuss who had collected more, who is the richest among us. And that was one part of the Nowruz for the children.
Okay. Did you go out and buy something after?
Yeah, always we had a plan.
Okay. Just curious what the, as a child, you do with this, your plan was. Okay. What is your favorite food served during Nowruz?
You know Persian. Persian gathering revolves around food. And one of the most popular dishes during Nowruz is sabzi polamahi, a dish of herb rice and fish. In my family, it's always our first meal of the new year. It differs from family to family. Some just serve it as a last dish for the year, but served either for lunch or dinner, depending on when the astronomy defines the exact time of the starting the new year.
Okay, yeah, I think this year was at 11:06 p.m. So were you still up at when it, that time?
My family always, no matter what time of the day, we always just present around this table and wish for the new year and say, celebrating it all together. This is a good
Okay.
thing that happened in our family. Yeah.
Okay, so you stayed up late. Okay.
Yep, every year.
Okay. I have learned that it's a tradition that the greenery from the half-sen table is thrown into fast-moving water at the end of Nowruz. I've seen these in the creeks. It's a bright green, and it's in my favorite park.
I
Now,
know.
could you share more about this tradition and any environmental considerations associated with it?
On the 13th day, known as Sizebeda, families go out into nature, bring food and snacks, and spend the day together outdoors. It's a day associated with Ashrishte, a thick soup made with beans and noodles. We usually, as you mentioned about the greenery, we usually tie the sabzi or greenery to make a wish. And the tradition is to then leave the tied greenery in moving water to help our wishes come true. Since the greenery is part of the nature and eventually returns to the nature, it's important to always keep nature clean and not leave any items that cannot be recycled back into the natural cycle, as this is a day to appreciate the nature as well.
Okay, I like that. Okay, I will look for that bright green in my favorite creek. And hopefully there's not ice in the creek. And you're going to be having a cold picnic unless the weather changes.
Never do
Okay.
it in
Yeah. Are there other Nowruz traditions that you can tell us about?
Yeah. The days before Nowruz are my favorite part of the New Year celebration. It's when everyone gets ready for the festivities by rearranging their homes, replacing old items with new ones, and coming together to say goodbye to the year. And it's also a time for reflection on the past year and the chance to reconnect with those we may have had disagreements with or had fewer opportunities to see.
Yeah, that I like how that sounds. Yeah.
This is a good time to smile and say yes again, hello to each other. Yeah.
Very nice. Anything else that you wanted to add?
Yes, please. I want to wish a happy Nowruz or Nowruzatan Piruz to all who celebrate this beautiful and significant cultural event, which symbolizes the renewal of life and hope for the future. It's a time for family, friends, and the community to come together, celebrate, reflect on the past, and look forward to the future.
Okay,
Thank
very nice. Very
you.
nice. So thank you, Galinez, for
Thank
that.
you.
I do, though, end every podcast with the question, same question to everyone who comes on the podcast. Name one thing you really like about this community.
This is lovely that you go through every culture, different aspect of it, and you know more about it because it's a very good call to say hello or congratulations on a good time to anyone in this community. And it looks like one unity and integrity that we feel all together in the same feeling and same good days in the future. Yeah.
Okay, I like that, the idea of having unity. So thank you, Galnaz. I really appreciate you taking the time, and we'll see you at a Toastmaster meeting very soon.
Thank you so much, Marley. Have a great time.
Thank you for listening. I would very much appreciate you sharing this podcast. Please tune in next week as we continue to explore the community. Consider emailing me at Marge, M-A-R-J, at margeandre.com. I welcome suggestions for podcast guests. Stay well, stay connected.